Hi, this is Pete Brown, and I'm here with Robert Kim at Mix 10. Last day of Mix. How you doing, Robert?
Doing well. Good to be here.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and Aptify and kind of what you're working on?
Okay. I'm Aptify's Director of Product Architecture, in charge of building a product, aptly named Aptify. What Aptify is a rapid application development platform focused on enterprise-class business applications. The interesting twist that I think we have is that we actually built a platform to build our business applications to make it easier not only to build them initially but also to maintain them over time. And now we're actually marketing that product and selling it separately called Aptify Rad.
Okay. And so this is, you know, we're talking about .NET stuff here. So kind of what's the story with the relationship between the Aptify product and the kind of the .NET framework and tools and stuff?
Okay. Very focused on Microsoft from the get-go. History of Aptify as a company dates back to the mid-90s. And building, actually, kind of an interesting story, the Aptify company came out of building VBXs, so custom controls for VB.
Right.
And out of that happened to be, you know, continuing to build applications, you know, people wanting your expertise or our expertise to build applications with our controls. Yeah. And so eventually we got to the point where we're building very serious enterprise applications and realizing there's a lot of commonality every time you sit down and build a business app. You need the same thing. So we, you know, we, again, using SQL Server all the way back to the days of SQL 6.5, VB in the COM days,
yeah.
And now moving forward into .NET and SQL Server 2008, .NET 3.5, WinForms applications, and now moving into Silverlight. That's right. The presentation layer.
So VBX is actually, for folks, there are people who will watch this who've never seen a floppy disk, right? So
yeah.
VBX is from way back where 16-bit controls and stuff that you would use for Visual Basic. And writing those was a pretty serious effort. They were not easy to put together. So
hardcore C.
So you get some props for having put those things together.
Yeah, it was before my time in the company. I've actually been there for quite a while, but it is before that. The founders of the company were some pretty hardcore developers. You know, interesting side note for the gray hairs in the audience. The tooling back to the level of killing Windows.
Right.
Windows is going to die. And messages that you're never supposed to see are messages that you can see when you're developing VBXs.
funny. So tell me a little bit more about, you mentioned Silverlight and Windows Forms and stuff there. Obviously, that's very interesting to me. So how does that play in? Like, if I'm a Windows Forms developer or I'm a Silverlight developer, why would I want to go and use something like this?
Well, one of the things that we found, and it's true of our learning curve too, so we're about building business applications. We have, you know, this platform, and it's really core to us, and we think it's a key competitive advantage to us, but our core business grew out of building and selling an application. So the things that we found, we really wanted a high-fidelity web access or web browser-based application. You know, we've done work in ASP.NET, we've done AJAX functionality to get as close to smart client as we could get, and it's really hard. It's a, you know, it's a lot of work, and it's a very different skill set from a WinForms developer, say, or even a WPF developer. And so we made the move, you know, back, you know, looking at the days of Silverlight 1.0, you know, thinking about the potential of what it would be like with 1.1, which became 2.0.
Right.
And, you added know, buttons waiting for .NET.
You actually had buttons and drop-down lists were sort of essential to add in there.
And so, you know, Silverlight 2 came out. We're really excited about that as the potential for the future of our web access product, the browser front end as the alternative to the smart client. So we started, you know, doing our work back in 2.0 and following the rapid curve of evolution of Silverlight, getting even more excited with Silverlight 3. You know, what was that, a year ago where we were sitting here at Mix and excited about Silverlight 3, and here we're sitting here where next month, you know, Silverlight 4 is going to be available. And for us, the evolution has been very timely. You know, we're a line of business application. You know, we're a platform that helps develop those line of business applications. So the evolution of Silverlight's really tied into what we've needed. Silverlight 2 was like, yes, this is great, we're in .NET, but there's a whole bunch of things that we couldn't do. You know, how can you break out of the sandbox? What capabilities do you have? Mm-hmm. And it's been really interesting to follow Microsoft along on that with Silverlight to say, hey, these things are coming, or and then to see them actually show up pretty quickly.
Right.
So,
you know, so you guys will probably end up using the COM API to do some reaching outside the sandbox. And
great example of that is Office integration.
Yeah.
You know, Office integration with Excel and Word docs and things like that. You know, we will probably do that. Now, obviously, we'll lose cross-platform with that. So, you know, we're also looking at alternatives for the people that are interested on the Mac. But, yeah, just the capability there. You know, now that we can say at least, yes, there is this, but, you know, there's a caveat to it.
Exactly. So it becomes kind of a light-up feature as opposed to, like, a core requirement that you'd have to
exactly. Have. It's like, you basically get into the context detection. Where am I? Am I in the browser or am I out of the browser? There's things you can do differently then. Am I out of the browser and trusted?
Right.
We are absolutely planning to take advantage of the trusted application support.
And now, just so I can get Brad Abrams to actually watch my video here, are you guys doing anything with RIA services or stuff over in WCF?
Yeah, we actually we started working with WCF from the get-go, and we're really excited to hear about RIA services coming. As you know, we're working with that right from the beginning, and we're using RIA services for a lot of our core object operations. But we're also pairing that with some things that we're doing in WCF services straight. So we actually have a combination, you know, pulling to the strengths of each one.
Mm-hmm.
When we're heavily object-focused, when we're having concrete objects, you know, our DTOs going back and forth, you know, handle all through RIA services. But part of being a framework is, you know, we're a very flexible platform. So not only will we help you build your application from day one, but on day 10, when somebody comes and says, oh, by the way, our requirements have changed and you need, you know, three more fields in this entity, our framework, you know, evolves for that. So, you know, go into our metadatabase tool, add those three fields. We'll gen everything from the database level all the way down to the presentation layer. So for RIA services, it's interesting because we use concrete DTOs.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to
data transfer objects. Yeah,
data transfer objects. Thank you. We transfer. We actually regen those objects, and so we're using things like CodeGen and then MS Build in the background and auto genning objects.
Interesting.
But
all based off metadata that you're storing someplace else.
All based on metadata in our SQL Server database.
Excellent. Okay. So why don't we take a look at this?
Okay. So what I've got up on screen right now. Just move that full screen. This is actually the Smart Client application. So we're looking at a WinForms app. And right now this is just the landing page of a shell inside of our framework functionality. So this is more of an administrative interface.
Right.
We do a lot of the same look and feel for end user interfaces, but obviously simplified.
So this is a WinForms application. So for WinForms devs, you've got a ribbon up there. It looks pretty modern. Right?
Yeah.
Very sharp looking.
And we're taking advantage of those capabilities. Yeah, what we're doing is we're bringing up entity information, and this is the core, one of the core objects that we have that really defines your objects in the system. This is an application that we developed for one of our customers. They were interested in doing media requests to the field. I need a video of something out in the field. You know, here's the request for it and submit it.
So how much of this was actually done in like a Windows Forms Designer versus generated automatically from a database?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. We actually have the combination of. So entities is one of our earliest entities, and the framework in its initial days was pretty simple. It would have plugin support for code-based plugins for all your forms and your business logic. So anytime you needed to break out of the box, you would actually go to a code-based plugin. So in this case, what you're looking at is actually a standard WinForms visual designer. However, most of the business object forms, and those are some I'm going to bring up in a minute, those ones are actually generated directly from metadata. So the tool itself is actually going to have that.
Okay.
So what this is, just I really wanted to quickly show you that this is the metadata that defines the system. So field media submissions has these fields, and those fields have relationships. From that information, including security and everything else, we can drive that down to the database, create our database objects with security. So you have security not only in your business layer, but down in your database layer. And we can generate out forms. So this media submission, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go quickly over here in our viewing system. Another feature that's built in that as soon as you develop an entity, you have access to visualize the data. Mm-hmm. Simple table views, we call this our list view. You open that up. This form here is actually, again, a WIN forms, and this is the media submissions. And you can see that what we have here is actually metadata-based field positioning. So what we do is we build components, and our components implement what we call our form component interface. And now they can be used in this form template interface. One cool feature, again, this is in the smart client. This is an admin feature. I just went into a design mode. And this form, I actually didn't have everything laid out real neat. So I'm just going to move a couple things around and make sure they line up nicely. And you'll notice we get like all the Visual Studio little snap to's.
Right.
Save that out. Make sure that you know they know that we're in admin mode and we want to save this behind the screen there. Bring that back up. I've actually changed this. This is changed in metadata, and this is in the WinForms app. Well, let me just switch over really quickly to this is now our Silverlight client. And our Silverlight client, I'm going to go to the same view that we were just looking at, load that up, and bring up the same form. The same form, the same layout. So you'll notice that this was actually a cached form, and so it still has the old look. And so it was using the metadata from the cache before I made that change. I'm just going to go and reload the Silverlight app, and what we're going to see is actually using the new metadata. And so you'll see here that the new positioning. So again,
excellent. So let me just step back for a second.
Yep.
So if what I saw here is correct, or what I think I saw is correct, so you went into a Windows Forms application. You were designing a UI, so folks that want to use a Windows Forms application can work inside that. That wrote changes to the database for metadata for field positioning and whatnot. And then you're able to then pull up that same metadata and generate a user interface in Silverlight?
That's correct.
Excellent.
So, so what we're doing is we're trying to, again, put things into metadata, and then we use it to gen a lot of our information, especially on the UI side. So it's actually what we consider, you know, a very interesting use of Silverlight. It, it makes for some interesting discussions about how we get things positioned. But, you know, the nice thing about that is you can go and make implementations of our form component in both WinForms and Silverlight, and they're going to display in both.
Okay. So we've said gend here about 20 times, and I know there's a whole class of developers that are just sitting back going, code gen, forget that. Are there places where they can modify code? Are there hooks that they get in there? Or you know, what can a developer who wants sort of like ultimate control over certain pieces of the application do?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we take things a little bit differently than what, let's say, a code gen platform would be. Mm-hmm. We're not about the initial output of code and go from there.
Right.
We are about a metadata-driven framework with the ability to go out to code and get to metal when you need to. So what you see and what's generated, you're going to see the generated metadata, and you have complete control over that metadata. You can make tweaks and changes to that, like what we just did with the designer there. That's tweaking the metadata. However, any time that you need to build behaviors into it, go beyond what the metadata framework provides, you can go and use plugins.
Okay.
And what we do is we actually have our base classes, and you inherit from that. So you're actually going to see very little code that you're going to go and edit directly. You're actually just going to override when you need to.
Okay, excellent. Okay, very, very good.
So, you know, some of the other features that you can get, you know, directly out of the box on a lot of these things, I'm just going to switch really quickly back to the smart client.
Sure.
You know, I talked about data visualization. Mm-hmm. You know, so any entity in the system that you create is going to have access to different view types. So charting, calendar views, things like that, automatically available to you. Things like drill down support, all of those things built out into different view types. You know, that's one of the things that we consider the power of the framework. You get all of this. You know, instead of just saying, okay, I need to develop, you know, five new entities for my product, and then I need a viewing system surrounding that, you actually have all of this out of the box. Mm-hmm. So the things that every application developer has to do, security, you know, the presentation layer, business logic, you know, we're giving you out of the box all of that. And we're not just there again on day one. We're there on, you know, day 365. enterprise applications tend to go on, you know, a 5 to 7 year life cycle, mm-hmm. and your business is evolving all the way throughout that, right? So as a developer, what you built when the requirements first came out might have been perfect,
right?
But a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, everybody's probably going, this application no longer meets the needs of the business. You know, with our framework, with AppFi-RAD or our business applications, those things can evolve. And you're not talking about a huge, let's start from the beginning again. You're talking about an evolutionary process through change management. You know, you can then make your tweaks so that 3 years down the road, you are closer to the needs of the business.
All right. Before we wrap up, I'm going to totally put you on the spot here. So all the Windows phone announcements that we had here during Mix, interesting, something you're looking at in the future?
I would have loved to walk away with a phone from this event.
I would like to have had a phone from this event.
I think that's what everybody was saying this event. Super excited about Windows Phone. I think based on the targeting of Microsoft right now, it's going to be really interesting for the consumer and the individual. Like personally, again, for me, like syncing Outlook and doing things like that, great. I've already thought of ideas of leveraging Silverlight for some of our mobile app functionality we currently have in simple HTML JavaScript.
Great.
But
yeah.
Really looking forward to the future, how fast it's going to rev Silverlight 4, all the other things that are kind of come on after.
Very cool.
Super excited.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Robert. This was really great.
Thanks, Pete.